This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is much news of immigration in the air today, with Secretary Nielsen on the way out at the Department of Homeland Security over her disagreements with President Trump on his favorite issue. Whatever does wind up happening with the president's wall and the other things he's promised he is going to do on the southern border, the fact is that there are millions, tens of millions, really, of immigrants in the American labor force. And the fraction of those immigrants who are here without documentation are often not protected by workers' compensation laws. Wyoming has the highest rate of workplace deaths and injuries in the country. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, the law there means undocumented workers rarely get compensation for those injuries.
A couple of summers back, a 25-year-old immigrant from Mexico was out mowing a lawn for a landscaping company in Jackson, Wyoming.
I had an accident. A coworker drove over my foot with a machine.
Marketplace is not using the worker's name because of his fear of deportation. In an interview with the Jackson Hole News and Guide, a collaborator on this story, the undocumented worker said after the accident, he was immediately worried.
I went to talk to the employer. He just told me, oh, well, for you, it wouldn't be in your best interest to do anything if you put in for workers' comp.
The employee says he did submit a workers' comp claim, though. But he says the Wyoming Division of Workers' Compensation denied it because under Wyoming law, undocumented workers can't be considered employees. It's the only state that explicitly excludes them by law. Wyoming's Department of Workforce Services, which oversees workers' compensation, declined to comment on any individual cases, citing state confidentiality laws. But the worker still needed to figure out how to pay his medical bills, which are now $2,000 and climbing. Under law, if he wasn't eligible for workers' comp, he could still sue his employer.
I went to two lawyers here in Jackson, and they told me that I couldn't demand money from the company, that if I did, the company would call immigration.
There is one attorney in Jackson who takes cases like this, though, Steve Dwyer. Right now, Dwyer's working for an undocumented worker, also from Mexico, who fell off a roof. His employer had been paying into workers' comp for him, but the roofer never saw those benefits, and now he's about $17,000 in debt.
His boss said that he would pay the medical bills, and then the medical bills got more than what the boss wanted to pay, so the boss cut off all contact with the person.
Dwyer says this worker, too, was denied workers' comp because of Wyoming's strict law regarding undocumented workers. Wyoming employers we interviewed did not want to go on the record to talk about how the law has affected their hiring practices. University of Wyoming law professor Michael Duff writes about Wyoming's workers' comp laws.
That's a very strange statute. It's structured oddly. It's hard to understand. And that includes how we define employee.
A few years back, lawmakers changed the law by leaving it up to employers to decide if their workers are here legally. Now, if the employer believes that the worker's paperwork seems legit, then sure, that worker can receive workers' comp.
In my experience, I think the law as written works pretty well.
Jason Wolf is with Wyoming Workforce Services.
I think we are, in a sense, including the undocumented workers, as long as they're providing some verification to their hiring employer that they have an authorization to work.
Verification, whether it's legal or not. Debbie Berkowitz with the National Employment Law Project says that's a system begging to be exploited by companies.
It actually encourages unscrupulous employers to hire undocumented workers and then use their immigration status as a shield to escape full responsibility for on-the-job injuries.
Berkowitz says several other states have considered withdrawing workers' comp for undocumented workers, too. But so far, no others have. In Laramie, I'm Melody Edwards for Marketplace.